fullness of the Godhead bodily. He had all the Spirit of God in him. I and my Father are one, said Jesus. That's the reason that people couldn't understand him. Sometimes he'd say something and other guys would turn around and say something different. It was him speaking than the Father speaking. See? They were, and even the disciples could not understand him. And right at the light, they said, Lord, now speakest thou plainly. Now we believe by this that you know all things, no man needs to teach you. Jesus said, do you now believe? After all that time, they couldn't get this. Why? And sometimes they say this and then say that. It was him and the Father speaking. Now, notice closely. Now, God, dwelling in Christ, used his voice to speak by. Jesus said in his miracle, very, very, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself. But what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. Is that right, St. John 5:19? Then he did not do nothing within himself. No prophet ever did anything within himself. Until further God showed what to do. What a mistake Moses made when he went out without the vision of God and spoke down the Egyptians, thought he'd liberate them with his hands because he thought he had a lot of faith and he could do it because he was called to the job. No matter how much you're called to the job, God has to do the leading. And he failed with all his schooling and his military mind and his training as a great Egyptian leader. But yet it failed because God had a program and we've got to work according to God's program. No matter what we do, how smart we are, we've got to humble ourselves and work according to God's program. So he failed. And God had to keep him another 40 years to educate him. So what it was, he must forget himself and his son, him, but it was God.